Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Byron. How may I help you?
Hey, Brian. I just got a second shipment of that keto stuff, the cleanse. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, what's a good zip code so I can go ahead and pull up your account and see exactly what you have with us?
Okay. It's 85248. My name's Jennifer. And I know I probably should have taken care of this last month, but I have several health problems. I have lupus. I don't know if you know what lupus is, but
Yes, ma'am, I'm aware.
okay. Well, this Pure Cleanse and the keto control is not agreeing with me internally at all, or helping my skin at all. So I was wondering if I send back like last month, you guys sent me some, let's see, in April. This is the May shipment. I didn't realize that I was even on auto ship. I never do anything auto ship because I never know how things are going to work with my body. But I wanted to know if I send these four bottles back, once you get them, will you credit my account and then stop shipping to me?
Let me just ask you this for security purposes. Could you verify your address for me really quick?
Yeah, it's 9129 Country Club Drive. Don't let the name fool you. Ain't no country club over
Yes,
here.
ma'am. And I do see that you have the keto control and the pure cleanse, and you say it's not working out for you.
No, and you know what? I don't know how. Okay, the two that I got today in the mail, I haven't opened. The ones that I got last month, I opened and I took for like almost 3 weeks, 2 weeks, I would say 2 weeks, and just does not agree with me at all. And, I'm kind of getting charged like almost $100 a bottle for this stuff. I can't afford that. And, I would, borrow money from my mother if it was something that I thought was going to be good for me. But it's just not good for me.
Yes, ma'am. And so, due to safety reasons, we don't accept any products back. But I will.
Okay, I get it. Because of the coronavirus.
Well, due to the safety reasons, things that's going around, we don't accept any products back. But what I will do, I will go ahead and cancel out your account for you.
Okay, will I get any of this money back? I mean, that's almost $400 the product.
Well, due to the terms and agreements that were agreed upon, I'll be unable to issue a refund.
Okay, would you have a manager or supervisor on duty? I mean, this isn't just like, I tried it and it's too expensive. This is something that I can't take. And if you can't take it back, then, I mean, can I at least ship it back to you so you can see that I did not take it? I mean, I don't care what you do with it once you get it, but at least you'll know that I'm on the up and up here. And I would like some kind of credit.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand. What I'm gonna do for you today, Ms. Jennifer, I'm gonna go ahead and issue for a refund an amount of $99.94 and $95.94, and those are the most recent charges. That'll be the only thing I could be able to refund to you for those last shipments that you just received. And you should see those funds in your bank account within about 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Thank you, Brian, so much.
As
And
well.
I don't know. I don't know what to do with this stuff. I mean, should I try to give it to somebody, or I mean, once it's opened, is it okay for somebody else to take? I mean, maybe I can get somebody to buy this new shipment from me.
Well, most definitely, if you know someone that it'll work great for, the keto and the cleanse, they're great all-natural product to help reduce your appetite and increase your metabolism. So if you know someone that it'll work great for, I suggest you you can gift it to them. Or what I recommend that people do, take it to your local fire department and let them dispose of it. For the simple fact, it is a supplement, and God forbids that a kid or something
Oh, sure.
Like that gets in your trash or somehow knocks it off the counter, or you know.
Well,
I
don't have any children. I did have a child, but she lives in heaven now. But yeah, I don't know. I guess. Well, my sister works for this place. They're called the Posse. And they pretty much, like, they're the people who fought. They follow the fire trucks to fires and, you know, bad things that happen to people.
Yes, ma'am.
So I might be able to give them to her, and the next time she volunteers for them. So maybe next time she goes, she can take them in for me, because I don't drive because of my health.
Oh, okay. But
so,
even if you call, look up their non-emergency number and just say, hey, you know, I have some old medications that I would like to discard of that I don't want just being in my trash. Could you guys come pick it up for me and discard of it? I know where I'm from, the fire department actually recommends it. That's what's done, just for the simple fact that dogs get into trash. Different weird things that happen where people in your trash take the medicine and all sorts of things.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess I could see, like, drug addicts and people like that going through people's trash looking for stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Just like people stealing mail.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, well, Brian, thank you for at least refunding this month for me. And I'll figure out what to do for last month, but can you make sure that this is canceled and I don't get another month's supply?
I assure your account is canceled. You won't receive any future shipments or any future charges. And you have nothing else to worry about, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. I'll be watching my bank statement, and I have your number in case I have to call back.
Yes, ma'am. Is there?
And you know what? I have a dispatch notice that came with this stuff, but I only received like half of a piece of paper. It looks like it was like torn in half.
Are you speaking about the invoice? Usually they don't come on a full sheet of paper. What happens is it is perforated and more than one order is printed on one sheet. And so that's probably why it looks like it's been torn. Because to kind of save paper and cut back on paper, because all it's doing is telling you what's inside of the box, or what's inside of the package rather.
Okay.
And so that's what it is.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help and your understanding. I certainly appreciate it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, just God bless and stay healthy.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay. You too as well. Bye.